Oh, what do you call that? In your face?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Check that out.
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Rick Poole.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Michael Acton.
How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing better than good.
Oh, man, this is exciting here.
Yeah, I'm telling you now. You got what he has in his hands, ladies and gentlemen, and out there, you know, we have the 16-ounce, the water store. Water. Oh, man, I'm telling you, there's some exciting things. There's some exciting, exciting things happening. And I'm just so excited.
I like that price, too.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, we're going to make it affordable. We're going to make it affordable. And you know what? I just want to take a deep breath and say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I really do feel good. And I want to say thank you because you make it possible when you support Natural Foods Plus the Juice Caboose and the Water Store and Energy Clinic, then you support this type of programming. And it is programming because the information and the knowledge that we provide is not in the box. It's different. And that's what makes this show the best show on radio. And so when you support Natural Foods Plus, the Juice Caboose, and the Water Store and Energy Clinic, then you make this type of programming possible. And it's not government-sponsored. I don't see receive a grant. And so, yeah. You know, yeah, I think that's right, Michael.
Take what you learned today.
Take what you learned today.
Apply it in your life a little bit.
Apply it in your life.
Steady at the task. Get ready for great results.
And I know that you can do it.
You know you can do that. I know you can do that. I know. Go let the world know you can do that. Because 10% change.
10% change.
Will always produce 300% results.
I'm asking you to change. And when you, you know, Michael, I want you to play that again because I, you know, when you, the principles that this this gentleman just shared is just so very, very important that, you know, that I hope that it is motivating and inspiring and empowering, you know, because if you want things in your life to change, then you have to change the things in your life. And if you,
take what you learned today.
Take what you learned today.
Apply it in your life a little bit.
Apply it in your life just a little bit. Stay steady to the task.
For great results.
And get ready for great results.
And I know that you can do it.
You know you can do that. I know you can do that. I know. Go let the world know you can do that. Because 10% change will always produce 300% results.
10% change.
I have found that when you expect success and take action on an expectation, you most always get success. That once you know and practice the principles of success, they will work for you again and again and again and again
and again
and again. And again. I'm asking you to change.
I'm asking you to change.
See,
dead on it. Dead on it. I'm asking you to change. You know, the information and the knowledge that we're going to provide this morning, and I say we because, you know, Danny will be calling in real soon, and, man, we have a program that's lined up this morning that has a lot of information, a lot of information and knowledge. And so I'm just excited. I'm excited to be alive. I'm excited to be able to provide this information to you. Just so thankful and grateful, you know, and I really, really am. And I hope you all hear it in my voice and feel it. And so, you know, I feel good. And I feel good because of emotions. You know, emotions is the key, is the foundation, I think, to success. And I've shared it many, many times in terms of The Emotional Code by Dr. Bradley. powerful, powerful, powerful book. And, you know, I just was reading another book, and this is a book that I would probably share later. It's a transcript, and it's was a summit, and the number of the summit was Superhuman Energy Summit, and it was hosted by Harry Witten, and he's powerful. And I learned about Harry Witten in the book, in the summit, the Toxic Mold Summit. And one of the presentations is by Joan Rosenberg. She has a PhD in how to master your emotions for superhuman energy. 8 emotions that create soulful depressions, overcome unpleasant emotional states in 90 seconds, how negative self-talk affects your health. And I can't wait to share that with you. But today we're going to share some information and knowledge about, and this is, we're going to focus in on toxins to eliminate from your home. And I got just so much. And so let me just start with, and I haven't done this in a very, very, very short disclaimer. If you happen to be joining us for the first time, you know, basically what we do here on Health is Wealth is we discuss what I like to call, natural, complementary, integrative approaches to health. And of course, we do it with truth and honesty. Just like to let you know that I'm not a doctor and that Danny is not a doctor. And that these are our opinions and beliefs. And how are they formed? This is so very, very important. How are your beliefs formed? They're formed from you reading, from you studying, from you living, the environment that you're in is powerful. So that's how your beliefs are formed. And I want you to think about that. And so, mission and purpose is to bring you facts, figures, and opinions from some of the leading national healthcare practitioners. And also, I ask you to use good sense. And I ask you to question what you hear here, and please begin to question your healthcare practitioner. As Deepak Chopra says, it is only through questioning that we can break this hypnosis of social conditioning, and we being programmed and conditioned. And so, yeah, I'm programming you and conditioning you on a different front, on a natural approach to health. We will discuss mental, spiritual, social, and emotion health, learning the importance of how the mind, the body, spirit, and how emotions, how they're interrelated and interconnected. Mission and purpose is to be non-judgmental. My mission and purpose is to be non-judgmental. I try not to criticize. I try to provide information and knowledge that, if used correctly, I guarantee you that will add value to your life and also to your loved ones. And so the information provided on this program is intended to educate you, the listener, about certain medical and social conditions and always certain possible solutions. And I thank you, thank you, thank you for making it possible, for making it possible. And so, you know, and the first segment of the program usually is always about, trying to inspire, empower, motivate during these times. And these are some, these are some tough times. But tough times don't last. Tough people do. And we are tough. We are tough. See, that's self-talk. That self-talk during self-time, during hard times, is so very, very important. And so there's certain things that I've shared with you that, that I revert to. Because during tough times, man, you got to talk to yourself in the positive. And so I've shared with you how to handle hard better. I've shared with you the 21 tips for a positive new year. Stay positive. Take a daily thank you walk. Eat healthier foods. Talk to yourself in the positive. No energy vampires. Be a positive team member. Don't chase success. Get more sleep. Don't waste your energy. Love, serve, and care. Remember your way. Love the process. Have trust. No complaining rule. And I'm going to save this last one for last. Don't seek happiness. Don't seek happiness. Instead, live with love, passion, and purpose, and happiness will find you. Focus on get to. I have to do this today. No, I get to do this. And it changes your whole paradigm. Get back up when you fall down. Smile and laugh more. Make time for relationships. Enjoy the ride. That's 20. And number 15 was read more. I can't stress the importance. Read more. I probably got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got about 10 books here that I want to share. Read more. Read books, not on the computer. Not on the computer, but read more. Okay, so we're going to keep on keeping on. We're going to stay positive. We're going to think positive. We're going to surround ourselves with positive, principle-centered people. We're going to look, listen, and read positive things. We're going to talk to ourselves in the positive. We're going to develop that plan. We're going to work that plan. We're going to believe, and we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. A few announcements. We're celebrating 28 wonderful years at the North Store. And Michael, I know I got to get more punch cards. That's one of the things I'm going to do today. I had a couple over the weekends. You know, where's the punch cards? Man, we ran out. I was able to find a handful. But we're going to have the punch cards. So when you buy 10, you get the level one free. Get a lot of requests for that. And we have four or five different lines that giving you 20, 25, 30% off. So just some exciting things happening. I want to thank you. Thank you for 28 years, 28 wonderful years. I want to thank, Keith Ways, the Dayton Wolverine Track Club. He sent me some pictures in terms of their back. And, man, we had success there. I think one national champion and another one that placed fifth. And the representation for Dayton, Ohio was amazing. And I want to thank that gentleman. I want to thank that gentleman for what he does. There was someone like him. There was many people when I was growing up like him that helped me find the way. It helped me find the way. And that was my way out. That was my way. Athletes, track. And I dreamed. And I had people around me that motivated me and inspired me and said, if you do this and you do that and you do this, you can do that. And so I would put things on my wall. Visualize. I had mantras that I can do it, I'm going to do it, I got to do it. When I would run, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And I just repeated that self over and over. And so in the state meet in 1964, there was no one going to beat me because I had prepared myself, worked out twice a day. And so I shared it they sent me some pictures and they came by. And they were so thankful that they came to the store. And I'm so thankful for you all because you donated. And they were able to raise money. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank Keith Harrison. I mean, Keith Harrison, Keith Ways. Oh, man. Some other exciting things. The online store is coming. I worked over that over the weekend. If you need employment, I've lost three managers in the last 9 months, 7 months. I lost the manager over at the South Store, and as you all know, the South Store is closed. And I'm wishing Byron O'Neill, that was the manager at the North Store. He's no longer with us. He moved on after 5 years. And so these are times when I was talking about in terms of, you know, hard times. How do you handle hard times? Because life is not easy. But anyway, the point that I'm making is that if you need employment, man, we got an ad just running on, that's going out on Indeed. And this is big.
Because if you work for Natural Foods Plus, then you get free water. And that's a heck of a perk. You know, that's a heck of a perk. You work at Natural Foods Plus, you can come get all the water you want for you and your family. That's a heck of a perk. So, and what we're looking for people that want to work there, that has the correct attitude and desire and aspiration and so forth. Austin Air, the Austin Air filters, we're going to give that away on the Labor Day. Sign up to get an Austin Air. I got so much to cover. And I know I want to say good morning. Good morning to my cohort there. Good morning, Danny.
Come in, fearless leader. Good morning to you. Yes, sir. Good to be with you, and thank you for all that you do. Good morning to Michael, who keeps all the electrons in control, Adeo. And sounds like so much good stuff is happening, so I must wish you a happy 28th anniversary. That's a big deal. And, Rick, I've been trying to figure out why you are so popular, and I think it just came to me. And I believe it's because when you throw a party, you don't have champagne and beer flowing. You have reverse osmosis water from the water store with added minerals.
Well, you know, Danny, at one time when I threw a party, there was a line, and Michael shaking his head. Yeah, there was a line of champagne and other things flowing. And it's funny how life has its magnificent moments. And but I want to thank you, Danny. I want to thank you for joining me, and I want to thank you for what you add to the show. Man, I've had so many comments. And I've asked in terms of what you bring. And so I want to thank you. And we have so much to cover. And I look up, man, we only have 10 minutes, 9 minutes to cover. I want to review last week's show, and then I want to go into some other things. And caller, 937-457-1210, if you want to call back. I know someone had just called in.
Rick.
You know, before there's one other thing that I didn't mention, and this is very, very important, doing announcements. August the 26th, please mark your calendar. Let's Talk Health on August the 26th. We're going to do Let's Talk Health at the water store. We have a nice presentation room that we got, the area that we have. And so on August the 26th, we're going to do a presentation on redox molecule. And it's cell signaling supplement, what it is and why, and everyone should know about it. And I'm telling you, redox molecule is amazing. And so mark your calendar, August the 26th from 1 to 3. I'll be there, and Patricia will be there. And we're going to talk about what is cellular health. We're going to talk about what happens when cellular communication fails. And when cellular communication fails, that's when your cells talk to each other. When that fails, that creates digestive dysfunction. It creates a hormone dysfunction, inflammatory responses in cardiovascular system. And so, again, it's just so very, very important that mark your calendar. And we're going to have fun. And you can come and see this. And Danny, you don't know, man. I brought Michael a 16-ounce of the water store bottle. And so now
you're partying.
Yeah, man. We're partying with alkaline 9.0 pH water.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, sounds good.
Yeah. And so, Danny, I would like to review last week's show. You know, you covered PFAS and cosmetics, and then I want to add to that. I shared a little bit, but I'm gonna turn it over to you because it was just so powerful. And so again, people, what we're trying to do, we're trying to share with you things that you can do to change that doesn't cost anything, and it's going to add value to your life. So, Danny, I'm going to turn it over to you in terms of the cosmetics. You did a wonderful job last week, and I had some other comments in terms of, you know. And we only have about, 5 minutes. Go ahead. But we're going to do what we have to do. Go ahead.
Okay, Rick, before I start, I would like to ask you, would you give some information how we can donate to Keith Wade and the Wolverines? Claire and I would like to make a donation, and we don't know how, so we would certainly support him.
Okay. All right. And I didn't grab his folder, so Keith, if you happen to be listening, call in and give that information. But you asked for that information last week, and okay, great. I'll make sure that I do that. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, we've just got to be realistic about the world in which we live, and we absolutely have to acknowledge the fact that we live in an extremely toxic world. And those toxins just sneak in under the door like gas, and we don't even know the toxins are in our environment. So we have to accept that we have these toxins. So, you know, rather than freeze up and get depressed in these desperate times, we can take solace in the fact that there is hope, and that hope comes in the form of information. And so that's what we try to provide here on this show. And so last week we covered PFAS, PFAS in women's cosmetics. And that's just a shame because it's sneaking in on the woman. In an attempt to be beautiful, they are also being poisoned. And I just really mean it. It's just no joke. They are being poisoned. So one of the things that I didn't mention last week about PFAS and PFOS and poisons is fingernails. So many women take pride in their beautiful nails. Well, let me just tell you that the fingernail is mostly protein. It's comprised of hardened protein, but it's very porous. And when you put on those beautiful nails, young ladies, they have glue. And that glue seeps into your system. Now, I know a lot of women don't want to hear this because they have their standards of beauty and what they'll use in order to make themselves attractive. Hey, we can all go for that. Men go for beautiful women. But you have to stop and read the labels. Rick constantly reminds everyone to read labels, and I will do the same. All of your products, anything that goes into your body, into your stomach, read the labels. Educate yourself on this. So when women put on these beautiful nails, they put them on with glue, something close to like super glue, and that will seep into your pores. And so, you know, we were looking at all the cosmetics that women use, and I think the most dangerous ones are the makeup that goes around the eyes. So you got all this liner and the false eyelashes have glue, and many of this hair that is not natural human hair, that is made with some type of a PFOS and PFAS chemical. And even though people may not remember exactly what PFAS and PFOS is, just think of the F in PFAS, P-F-A-S. F is for fluorine, okay? That is poison. So that's the level that you get poisoned on, fluorine. Okay, so just remember that with these forever chemicals. And every chemical that a woman unconsciously absorbs and consumes, it's cumulative. It adds up. It's only a small amount of toxins. But over the years, when they continue to have this type of makeup on, it adds up. So I would encourage women to look for hypoallergenic cosmetics, and not just casually buy makeup just because the advertisement has a beautiful woman on it. Look what's in your cosmetics.
The unicorn and the boogeyman. You know,
he just asked me, he said, what was that nickname? He said, what did y'all call yourself, man?
Yeah.
Listeners out there, I want to thank you all for making it possible. And, you know, we like to laugh. We like to have fun. We like to share knowledge and information. and that we guarantee that if you add it to your life, it will add value to not only you but to your loved ones. And that's our mission, is to add value to people's lives with knowledge and information from a different perspective. And so, Danny, I want to, before I go there, I think I'll go there and then come back, because I want you to talk about wheatgrass. But I want to stay on your topic. And I was directed. I have another book which I haven't started reading. And this is transcript. I didn't send it to you. This was a summit given last year. And a summit was a week summit. They had 56 presentations. And one of the presentations was by Beth Greer, G-R-E-E-R. And her presentation was on toxins to eliminate from your home. And so if you all can, I'm going to share probably just two or three pages of this. And then if you can begin to visualize, if you can begin to understand what Danny just said in terms of you as a lady, in terms of all the cosmetics and the things that you're putting on, and how that seeps into your being, into yourself. Check this out. And so this is, this was, like I said, her name is Beth, B-E-T-H, Beth Greer, and she is an environmental toxin expert and educator. She is an award-winning journalist, documentary film producer, and author. She's author of The Supernatural Home. Okay? And so she was being interviewed by Ari Whitten. And, Ari Whitten is in the Toxic Mold Summit. Danny, I don't know if you've had a chance to read his presentation. He's the one. Oh, man. Ari Whitten. W-H-I-T-T-E-N. That's the one.
Okay, I'm making a note of that. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Beth, she discovered that she was toxic at 18 years old. She was diagnosed with a giant tumor in her chest, she said. And she said, how could this happen to me? She said, I thought I was doing everything right. I ate well. I exercised. I meditated. I didn't smoke. And I watched my weight. And then she had this, she said, I went to three top surgeons, and they had a biopsy, and thank God it was benign. And I think benign is not malignant, right? Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
But it was large, and it was pressing on a nerve that ran down her arm. And she says, man, my first three fingers were beginning to turn numb, and she went to three top surgeons in the Bay Area, and all of them had a different opinion. She said, and they couldn't agree on how to assess this thing. She said, but they said that it needed to come out immediately. And see, this is what they do. They tell you, hey, you got to do this, and you got to get it removed immediately because it could turn cancerous at any minute. And so one of them said they wanted to cut under her collarbone, and the other one wanted to armpit, and the third one said that he was going to remove one of her ribs. From the back, so he could,
pretty extreme,
you know. And so she said, I just thought this was kind of insane. She said, I needed some time to think, and I didn't really want to rush into surgery, so I went on a detox. And she said, it was a place down in San Diego, and I know about this place. It's called Optimum Health Institute. I'm telling you, if you have the finances and if you can go there, Optimum Health Institute is on the West Coast, and what they do there is very similar as Hippocrates on the East Coast. And so she said, I noticed she went there, and she says, I sort of, for 3 or 4 days, and I noticed doing this cleansing, I noticed the pain was beginning to diminish. And so what I want to do now is share with you some of the things that, she says, and then I started looking at the things I put on my skin, and I looked at the things, at the labels And she said, well, she asked herself, she said, why are you here? What's your message for me? And the word came back, simplify. And she said, I realized that I was living in a very unsimple life. I was working very hard, a lot of stress, and the food I was eating, some was organic. I was not every day. She says, I was microwaving my food, and that certainly wasn't a simple thing. And she says, and she goes on, and she says, I begin to look at things, and I put on my skin. And she said, I looked at the labels. She said, people, please read food labels, but they very often don't read what's in their moisturizer, for example. And she said, there are things like paragraph worth of ingredients in there. And with my background in journalism, I started doing research, and I discovered that there's chemicals. And I'm going to talk about some of these chemicals, especially the fragrances that we are exposed to. Hundreds, maybe thousands of chemicals, you know, that we are bombarded with on a daily basis. And she started off, you know, she said, I was cleaning with a bottle of Windex. And she says, I looked at the label on the back, and it says, precautionary statements, hazardous to humans and domestic animals. Right on, wow. right on the label.
And they sell it on the market to anyone who's willing to buy it. That's the thing, man.
And so she goes on. I'm gonna move quickly on down. She says, so I'm going to focus on three areas. What goes in us, what goes on us, and what surrounds us. And then she talks about artificial foods, dyes, being the first one. You know, there have done studies in Europe that showed that giving an artificial food dye to children will cause temper tantrums. So you want to look at the food dye, the dyes. And, you know, she goes on and she mentions, I guess I need to slow down because I want to cover so much and I got a caller coming in. But this just, we will come back. And Danny, I don't have, but she, you know, she talks about food dyes, and she also talked about Gatorade. I think I want you to talk about that. She says,
Rick, can I mention one thing being related to the cosmetics and the dangers? Everyone read the label on your deodorant. The majority of deodorants have aluminum, and that's a heavy metal that you do not want in your body. And why in the world they put this stuff in deodorant, I don't know. But the vast majority of antiperspirants and deodorant contain aluminum. Check it out.
Yep.
Okay, that's it.
Yep. And so, man, she just covers so much other stuff in terms of three major areas. We will come back and we will because we have so many other things that we want to cover this morning. Oh, I want to get this. But she says another thing that I want to add in terms of these food additives is glyphosate. She says, I'm actually producing a film now on the hazards of glyphosate.
Glyphosate. Yep. Glyphosate, yes.
Which is found in Roundup. And she says it's one of the most widely used weed killers on the planet. And the problem now is that farmers are allowed to spray wheat, corn, oats that are not organic as a drying agent. They were allowed to spray Roundup on these and grow as a drying agent. So it's not just a weed killer. So this is really insane, she says. And if people are not eating organic, that they are getting big doses of glyphosate. And she says, so there's this research from MIT. Her name is Stephanie Seeth. And she talks about this very strong correlation between the use of glyphosate on our crops and the wide range of incidence of neurological diseases, including autism, ADHD, anxiety, dementia, as well as suicide. And she said, I just want to, she had a couple of slides that she actually showed. But she just goes on. Also, there's a urine test that you can take to see whether or not you have glyphosate in you. And then very quickly, she goes down. And so Ari Witten asked her, you know, well, man, what can you do to get it out? And I want to touch this on. She said there's a bunch of different products. One really good thing to do is to do sauna, infrared sauna. And when you sweat, a lot of the toxins are coming out of your body. And so it's so very important that you do a sauna and that you rinse off immediately because it can reabsorb into your skin. You don't want the viruses to go back in. And so check this out.
Can I mention one thing about Roundup that, boy, we can't overlook this. Okay, so you mentioned the toxins in Roundup. But in addition to that, Monsanto, who is the creator of this, they have to genetically modify the food so that it is Roundup resistant. So all of the food that gets sprayed with Roundup glyphosate, all of the food has to be genetically modified so that it will be resistant to Roundup. So that's a further area of toxin is the modification, the restructuring of the molecules, as it were, in the food. So these seeds are Roundup ready. So you get a double dose of poison. Bad news.
So you know that's. So when you see non-genetic NGM, so that's a label that sometimes tell you that is non-genetically modified on labels.
Well, you know, that's kind of a mystery because one thing that the food industry has mastered, they have mastered the art of hiding ingredients in their products, and they can rename stuff and yep. make it sound healthy and put a healthy name on it. But, boy, it could be from the devil, okay?
Yep.
It's bad news.
So the other thing that she mentioned, infrared sauna, and then she said if there's a, she said there are definitely products out there that are binders. And, you know, I'm taking a binder now, activated charcoal. And activated charcoal, a binder, people, latches onto the toxins and takes it out of your body. And so I'm doing some things now, you know, for fungi, which I've shared with the listeners before. And, you know, I talked to a functional doctor a couple of weeks ago, and she asked, she said, hey, are you doing any binders? And I said, you know what, Dr. Tennant has a binder that he talked about, and this is an activated bamboo charcoal, superior form of activated charcoal for toxins and impurity absorption to support detoxification. So when you start cleansing, you can take this activated charcoal, this is a particular one, and then I got one from Dr. Vanessa Edwards. This is called a GI detox, and it's a binder. And when you look at the ingredients on here, it has a zeolite clay, activated charcoal, it has aloe vera gel in it, apple pepton, silica, and it has humic. And so it's very important with detoxification, when you may be fasting and so forth, you know, to do a binder, and it will take the poisons out. And then she also says, and if people want to talk to, she says there are binders and there are just cleansing products, body detoxification products. And if people you know, want to talk to me, and she's talking about, but she said there are some simple ways to do it. She says moving your lymphs and your lymph system is really great idea. Getting on a rebounder, for example. So taking charcoal pills is another one. So rebounder, we've been talking about rebounder for 25 years. It stimulates the lymphatic system. And so those are some of the things. And excellent, excellent article. But this goes with, and so now you can begin to see how these toxins can accumulate in the body from cosmetics that we're using. She goes on. That's just internally, and then she talks about externally, and then she talks about surrounding ourselves. You know, she talks about the electromagnetic frequencies, things that you need to do in your bedroom, and she talks about plastic. Oh, this is big. She talks about candles, scented candles. You know, if you don't have an organic candle, the wick, when you light a candle, it's lead. So lead in the wicks. And so, you know, you may have candles in your room and, you have lead. And so the point that we just want to talk about is the importance of detoxification and being conscious and aware of the chemicals that you put on, the chemicals that you eat, and the electromagnetic frequencies that are around you. Again, these are simple things to do to create health. Go ahead, Danny.
Rick, can I throw one thing in? Now, folks, you should research this. And what you want to look up is chelation, spelled C-H-E-L-A-T-I-O-N, chelation. And that is a binder, the binder that Rick is talking about. So many things that come under the heading of toxins can be swooshed out of the body with chelation. So charcoal, activated charcoal, is a very good substance. If you don't even feel like you have a symptom or a problem, just bear in mind that we all absorb heavy metals. No one can go through this life and eat, especially with the standard American diet and all the toxins in the environment. You can't make it through this life without absorbing some heavy metals. So chelation, yep, binders, charcoal, look it up, research it.
Yep, and she talks about chelation too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so very, very important, people. And so we're talking about detoxification and cleansing, which is a very, very important component in terms of being healthy. We should have a caller on the line, Michael. Good morning, caller. Question or comment? Good morning, caller. Okay, 937-457-1210. Please feel free to call back again. This is Health is Wealth with Danny and Rick. Every Tuesday morning, Natural Foods Plus and the Water Store and Energy Clinic brings you Health is Wealth from 9 to 10:30. Okay.
Rick, yeah. Could I put one subject on the table? You know, we've been dealing with the subject of cancer and toxins and so forth. So just briefly, could you point out the benefits of alkaline water? You just mentioned that you brought in some alkaline water. So in terms of getting the body pH in order, that's one of the things I think we should put some emphasis on, because that definitely affects how your body processes toxins.
And you know, that's a great lead in to get people to go to the Water Store and Energy Clinic. Go to the website there, and if you go to the website, you know, it talks about you know, the Water Store and Energy Clinic, and it talks about alkaline water. It helps with optimizing your blood circulation. It maintains optimal acid alkaline balance. It prevents waste accumulation in the body. It prevents damage to cells from free radicals. Alkaline water helps slow aging. It reduces inflammation. It replenishes essential minerals. It increases vitality and energy. It neutralizes and removes toxins. It improves the immune function. It improves nutrient absorption. And it increases intercellular respiration. And this
that's
is
what I'm talking about. Yep, yep, that's what I'm talking about.
See, and like this is a little brochure. I don't know if I sent this to you, but the Water Store, if you come in, we have a brochure that explains alkaline water, reverse osmosis. It explains about heavy metals and chlorine. And also it talks about PFAS. And it explains what we have at the Water Store, which is a state-of-the-art filtration system, but also we have an ozone. So when you bring in bottles, we will ozone them. And if you buy a container, we will ozone it. And ozone oxidizes and basically kills bacteria, viruses, spores, and algae 3,000 times faster than chlorine or other sanitizing methods. And so, again, and, you know, Danny, I want you to, you know, since we're on water and we're talking about, you know, the water story and mineralizing and stuff, electrolytes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let me talk about electrolytes. Well, you know, going back to Dr. Tennant and healing is voltage. Well, that concept that the body is an electrical device, well, electrolytes actually bring about the process of moving the electrons in the body. So it helps as a conductor. It helps the body to do its work in terms of electrons. Okay, so there are six minerals basically that are considered electrolytes. And in no particular order, we have potassium, sodium, magnesium, calcium. Those are the first four, the main ones, and the two secondary ones are chloride and phosphate. So these electrolytes are essential. And it's kind of hard to realize that a person could drink an entire gallon of water and still be dehydrated. Because if you don't have these electrolytes in your system, the body cannot utilize the water. And so to be hydrated, what has to happen? The cells have to open up and let the water in, and then they have to let the water out. So the water moves back and forth between the cell walls. And that's where electrolytes come in. So they are essential for the body to utilize the water. Just absolutely essential. And another interesting fact is that the WHO, World Health Organization, and the CDC, Center for Disease Control, both of them state that between 70 to 80% of Americans are dehydrated. Can you imagine that? 70 to 80% of the people out here are dehydrated. And you know, it kind of seems like that dehydration goes hand in hand with the standard American diet, because when people are drinking sodas and, you know, all that other garbage, they don't have the sufficient amount of electrolytes and water. They both have to, you know, go hand in hand. And it's like our way of life. And so just imagine, how many people might there be who get some of the symptoms of dehydration, which are headaches, dizziness, brain fog, muscle cramps, I'm not sure, a few others. And someone gets some of these symptoms and they decide to self-medicate. And they go to the drugstore and start popping whatever pills. And the real problem is dehydration. But yep. They're taking this headache medicine. Or they go to the doctor and the doctor says, here, I'll write you a prescription for headaches. When, in fact, it's all about dehydration. The body is lacking water in its cells. And so don't fall for these fake sports drinks that claim to hydrate you with electrolytes. And I know we can't mention names, so you all know those aids that promise you power.
Yeah.
You know, the red ones and the blue ones and all the different color ones.
Yeah.
And, of course, the most popular one is marketed to look like alligator urine. So you know which one that is, the yellow one. Don't fall for it. That stuff is garbage. And here's three things you can take to the bank. Three things that will absolutely dehydrate you: caffeine, alcohol, and sugar. Those three things will dehydrate you. And so if you're drinking a sports drink that has sugar in it, well, you already shot yourself in the foot with the sugar. So you won't get dehydrated by the minuscule amounts of electrolytes they happen to put into their drink. So be very mindful of that.
Powerful people. Paul, we got a call on the line. I'm going to go to the caller. Good morning, caller. Question or comment?
Yeah, I have a comment. I'm so glad that Rick, you and Danny are always giving so many wonderful research that you've done. I'm calling in from New York. And there is an organization. It's called EWG, Healthy Living. And they have rated 160,000 food, cosmetics, and cleaning supplies based on health, safety, and transparency on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being low hazard. Because now I look there for my cosmetics, I, you know, look there, you know, for my cleaning supplies as well. Now I've just decided to use vinegar and water for most every cleaning part of my house because that's really the safest. But it's, you know, they also have like the Dirty Dozen list of foods, the ones that are okay to eat conventionally and the ones you must eat organically. But I know, you know, glyphosate is, you know, a big thing even on, you know, on the conventional food. And, you know, we all have toxins in our body. Yep. And I'm almost 80 years old, and I can say that I'm not taking any prescriptions. I'm doing all natural things myself, you know.
Hey, Rick. Rick, that's my cousin. That's my cousin Pam,
and
she's been a vegan forever.
Okay, hold on, Danny. I'm gonna hold on. Go ahead and finish. Danny was telling me that this is my cousin, and you've been a vegan forever, and you're 80 years old, and you're calling in from New York, and I love it. I love it. And I was getting ready to say Danny probably influenced you or turned you on to the show, and. Listen.
He did tell me about the show, and he sent me a good link so that I use it every week. And but I've been a vegetarian since my daughter became a vegetarian when she was 14. So that's going back to 89.
Wow.
So,
what's your first name?
Pam Rosa.
All right, Pam. We got to take a pause for the calls right now, but thank you very, very much for calling in. That's free. It's not government sponsored. We don't receive a grant. And so when you come to Natural Foods Plus the Juice, Kaboom's been there 28 years, celebrating 28 years thanks to you. We're having fun there, too. So come out. Remember, August the 26th, we're having a Let's Talk Health at the Water Store. And the Water Store is right next to the original store. And if you've never been there, I'm telling you, it's a state of the art. And it's the first in the state of Ohio. And what we do there is unbelievable in terms of providing you. I want to 937-457-1210. I want to thank, first of all, Miss Pam for calling in from New York, and I want to thank Danny for sharing with them, you know, about the show. And she mentions that she uses a natural product now for cleansing, and I've been doing the same thing. And it's witch hazel, it's white vinegar, and it's eucalyptus oil, and it's amazing. People, you know, it cleanses, it it deodorizes, it kills, and it makes the whole atmosphere so great. And so I don't know what the I'll have to get the if someone is interested, I'll get the amount that you use, but it's a witch hazel, white vinegar, and eucalyptus is the cleaning solution that I use now. And so again, you know, I said it many times, when you support Natural Foods Plus and you come in there, you see a rainbow, you follow that rainbow, that's where you will find healing and rejuvenation. And I'm not just saying that, people. At the juice bar is where healing and rejuvenation begin. You can get a shot of you can get a shot of the gift, which is humic and fulvic. You can get Michael has his Emerald Treasure. You can get Emerald Treasure with alfalfa, wheatgrass, spirulina, flaxseed oil, and that's the one with no sugar, and you can get it with flax. But we have wonderful smoothies, we have wonderful juices, and we have shots that you can get. And Danny, I want you to, we had a nice tray of wheatgrass. Could you share with the listeners out there about wheatgrass?
Oh boy, man, wheatgrass is such powerful stuff, and somehow wheatgrass kind of flies under the radar, even though it's very much available. But when I first heard about wheatgrass in the 60s, I went to Ann Wigmore and Victor Klavinskas in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and they were the founders of Hippocrates. And I think it's no longer there. Brian Clemens took over, and he's down here in Florida. But, man, wheatgrass, you couldn't buy it anywhere. You had to grow it, and I used to grow it. And I must say, it is a bit of a hassle to grow. So, boy, to just go into a juice bar and say, give me a shot of wheatgrass, man, that's a big improvement.
And, but, you know, and it's organic soil that we use, and it's organic seeds that they use. And I'm telling you, the benefits of wheatgrass is just unbelievable. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, well, you know, some of the benefits is that it's really high and very complete in nutrients and antioxidants. And it's reported to reduce cholesterol. And many people who've had cancer have used wheatgrass and have been successful. That's one of the things that Ann Wigmore did. She cured cancer. And, you know, not a few cases, but that's what her clinic was about, is curing uncurable diseases. So this is something that for people who are dealing with cancer, put this in your protocol. Wheatgrass is, you know, you might say essential for curing cancer or dealing with cancer. And for people who are having blood sugar problems like diabetics, well, wheatgrass factors right in on that. And it can eliminate inflammation. And it's also good for weight loss. And so one of the benefits is it's so packed with chlorophyll, you know, and if you just kind of research the benefits of chlorophyll in the body, you go down a rabbit hole. So taking a chlorophyll boost is absolutely rejuvenating to the body. And so I don't grow wheatgrass anymore. And you can grow it and you can get pills and tablets, but the best way is to go right into whoever's grinding it up and get a shot right out of the glass, because wheatgrass juice, like anything, oxidizes when it hits oxygen. So you want to get it before it's oxidized. So, you know, you just belly up to the bar and say, bartender, give me the usual, and they hit you up with a shot of wheatgrass. Boy, you won't have a better day than when you started off with some wheatgrass.
I'm telling you, it's true. And then, I took 2 ounces home so I could do it this morning, because I'll do another shot at noontime. And I just read, you know, sometimes you get away from your routine, and man, I'm back on the routine now. And I want to thank Sherry for providing us with the organic grown wheatgrass, organic seeds, and wheatgrass has something called B17, and B17 is that active ingredient that they kept away. You know, back in the 70s, B17 was something that you had to go to Mexico, but that's the key ingredient that that fights cancer. And so wheatgrass is powerful.
Yes.
It's powerful.
Absolutely.
And when I went to Hippocrates, and Hippocrates is now in Florida, and, you know, if you listen to this gentleman, Danny, this is why I'm saying he's ahead of his time, man. You know, the fact that you went to Hippocrates back in the day is amazing, but you always have been amazing. That's and different. And ahead of your time, unicorn. Different and ahead of your time, man, I'm telling you. Listeners out there, this is Rick and Danny with Natural Foods Plus, the Juice Caboose, and the Water Store and Energy Clinic, 937-457-1210, if you have any questions or comments. Listeners out there, you all have a phone Michael, I want you to know you got your phone too. I want you to Google. Please Google. Let me grab the article here. Tamoxifen. TAMOXIFEN. I want you to Google that, folks. TAM. T as in Tom, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, OXIFEN. Okay? I want you to Google that, and I want you to see what Google says. What it says, Michael, do you see? What does it say there?
What is this? NBC treatment information? Breast cancer info?
Okay. Danny, what did you Googled it last evening. What do you have, Danny?
Well, let me say, that was when you brought it up, that was the first time that I had actually heard of this. But it said that tamoxifen is used to treat breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body. So that means it has metastasized in both men and women. And it's used to treat early breast cancer in women. And it basically goes on to say that it's used, and I assume fairly widely, in the medical community. But then you go down a paragraph or two, and it says tamoxifen may cause cancer of the uterus. Well, I mean, that sounds like a real oxymoron. It'll cure cancer and cause cancer at the same time. And it causes strokes and blood clots in the lungs. So, you know, this is a real puzzle to me, how they justify the use of this. But
let me share with the listeners out there, because in every Tuesday, you know, I didn't read the paper, and I usually don't read the paper before I come in. But every Tuesday, they have a section called Life and Health in the Dayton Daily News. And I've shared it with them before. There's a doctor there, Dr. Keith Roach. And he answers, you know, you can write in to Dr. Keith. And so this was a write-in. It says, Dear Dr. Roach, I am a 65-year-old with high risk for breast cancer. And I have osteoporosis. I have had an MRI and mammograms done each year, and I'm on Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, twice a year. I don't know what that is, but it's some type of drug. My question regards a suggestion from my oncologist to take low-dose tamoxifen for prevention of breast cancer, along with the MRI and mammogram screening. He has said tamoxifen, in addition to Prolia, might help with my osteoporosis. I read articles on it, and no one, not even my breast surgeon, my breast surgeon, has really indicated whether I should take tamoxifen. I am unsure who to ask, so I am reaching out to you in hopes you may know more. And so that's the question. And so, you know, he comes back and he says, nobody knows your breast cancer risk like your oncologist does. He says, but the data from clinical trials consistently shows that tamoxifen reduces the risk of breast cancer in high-risk women. You know, the truth about cancer, Ty and brought this to our attention some time ago, was that tamoxifen also can cause cancer. And so, you know, I don't know.
It's an oxymoron, Rick. It's an oxymoron. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't know. And so it says it's right there. I mean, you can see it causes cancer, but they want to give it to you to take cancer. And then also...
Well, you know, Rick, wheatgrass probably does a better job. Period. Dot. Case closed. End of story.
Oh,
take some wheatgrass instead.
Absolutely. 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 And so I wanted to talk about that. And then osteoporosis. Any, do you have anything that you could share about osteoporosis?
Well, yeah, and of course, that is an extremely debatable subject as to what causes it and as to what cures it. But I would say, you know, we're talking, you know, osteo means bone, so we're talking some kind of bone issue, and of course that would include cartilage and, you know, all the things connected to the bone. And I would say some of the DIY, do-it-yourself approaches would be turmeric, you know, the yellow spice in curry, and, you know, wheatgrass and things like that. But I would avoid over-the-counter medicines that, you know, pain relievers that you can take for osteoporosis. And what you need to try to do is to regrow cartilage. And there are products out there that propose to regrow your cartilage. I personally haven't found any.
I think that this is an excellent question for, you know, Dr. Max.
Dr. Max,
yeah. And Dr. Max, we have Mother Earth Labs produces a product, Osteo, and it's designed specifically for osteoporosis. And, you know, we have an excellent, that's an excellent product. But I'm going to do a little bit more research on osteoporosis, and that's something that we would definitely ask Dr. Max.
Dr. Max,
yeah,
that sounds good.
Yeah, we get Dr.
Yeah.
Max on there next week. And so, and, you know, every show I want to mention Doug Kaufman. And, you know, I really want to, if I can make a, not if I can, but my suggestion is for you to write this down, knowthecause.com. Knowthecause.com. Knowthe cause, cause, knowthecause.com. That's Doug Kaufman's website. And this is the new frontier for me, people, is trying to share, is learning as much as I can about fungus, and also then sharing this information to you. And I have, and I'm telling you, what I found out about fungus is amazing. Danny, you know, I don't know if you have access to, if you have, I know you have the book there relatively available, is the Healing is Voltage by Dr. Tennant. You know, in the book there, he talks about, close to the last chapter, he has a chapter on the fungus. And Humic and Fulic, 159, he talks about, I wanted you to more or less give me your interpretation, the role of fungus on the planet. And he basically says that fungi is a microorganism, and that it is in all of us. And so, I don't know, I've said it many, many times, you know, I flew down 2011 and became a student under Dr. Jerry Tennant. And I think a year or so later, his book was Healing is Voltage. And so I've referenced that book many, many times, but the chapter on humic and fulvic somehow didn't register with me back then. But he talks about fungus is the kingdom of organisms and includes yeast, rust, mold, and mushrooms. And he talks about the fact that fungus has characteristics of both plants and animals. They contain cell membranes surrounding a nucleus, whereas bacteria have no nucleus. They contain no chlorophyll to make energy like plants, and they create toxins and enzymes to consume organic material from plants or animals. Fungus reproduces by spores that are asexual. Spores cannot be damaged even with extreme heat and can lay dormant for years. They produce energy without the use of oxygen. And then he talks about the role of fungus on the planet. And the purpose is it causes, it decays, he mentions. The reason fungus is present on the earth is to decompose dead organic material. And if it were not for fungus, we would all be over our head in dead leaves and dead animals. He says, think about a leaf growing on a tree. It is covered with fungal spores that are doing nothing. They are suppressed by the voltage of the leaf. Since the leaf is living, it contains voltage. He says, however, when the season comes for the leaf to drop to the ground, the voltage in the leaf drops significantly. As it does, this signals the fungus to wake up and convert from a spore to an adult form. This fungus does what fungus is designed to do. It converts the leaf to its component parts of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. These become what we call dirt or soil. The scientific name given to this dirt is humic acid. Humic acid is not a single acid like hydrochloric acid. Rather, it is the combination of the components of what used to be a leaf. And so, you know, Doug Kaufman is considered, I consider him the fungal expert. And, man, so what Tennant is saying, and the same thing that Doug Kaufman is saying, is that there's a link. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 books here from Doug Kaufman. And he talks about the fungus link to the microscopic fungi that can cause skin disease, postpartum depression, a weakened immune system, bladder disease, kidney stones, and weight gain. And then he has something in here about the sick building syndrome. And so the sick building syndrome is where you can, it affects. You can go into a building where there's fungus. Well, this is happening in my home. I got Aspergillus mold, and you can get it within you. And that's what he's referring to, the sick building syndrome, or your sick home, or whatever. You going to make a comment, Danny?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the bottom line is fungus is the recycler. It recycles the earth. And if it weren't for fungus, we wouldn't even have soil. Because what's that thing, saying that they use at a funeral, ashes to ashes, dust to dust?
Right.
Well, that's part of the whole recycling. You know, the human body supposedly is just a part of the cycle. And fungus makes it possible for food to grow, for the nutrients in the soil to be placed there through the recycling process. So you get a piece of organic matter, vegetation, or whatever. The fungus will attach to it and just gnaw away at it and turn it into soil. So way back in the beginning, when the earth was very first building, fungus allowed the pathway for all other life forms to come on the planet. You know, the soil had to be rich and fertile enough for vegetation to grow, and from that the other animals ate the vegetation, and the life cycle started with fungus. Now, you know, fungus can certainly get a bad rap, and I understand that part of it, and, you know, it does have bad qualities to it, but I just wanted to point out that we couldn't survive, we couldn't exist.
Well, you know,
fungus.
Doug Kaufman says the same thing. I mean, so there's fungus. It's a microscopic organism in that it is within us, and
right.
So there's good and there's bad,
right.
And so Dr. Tennant describes it as when your voltage drops, and when your voltage drops, the same thing as when your immune system drops. Then it wakes up the fungus. And so Doug Kaufman's saying that there is a link in volume 3. He talks about the link between, I just shared with you, the skin disease, weakened immune system, bladder disease, kidney stones, weight gain. And then in volume 1, he talks about the link between allergies and arthritis and digestion and respiration, mental health, heart health, women's health. And then in volume 2, third edition, he talks about hormone problems and mental dysfunction, autoimmune disease, ear, nose, and throat illness, weight gain, hair loss. And the book that I'm reading now, he says that there is a link, the fungus link to diabetes, a cutting-edge approach to stopping one of America's fastest-growing epidemics in its tracks. And
well, Rick, let me ask you a question. If someone came to the store and asked you and just said, hey, I got fungus, I think there's fungus around, What would be the first thing? Of course, it's not necessarily going to be an easy fix, you know, no magic bullet. But what would you take them to in your store and say, well, here's how you can start to deal with fungus?
Well, and, you know, and in all of his books, and we're in the process. Give me time, people. I will have these books, at the store. Because in all of his books, he has an antifungal herbal treatment, and then he also has Doug Kaufman's diet. And so, you know, this morning, you know, garlic, tea tree oil, caprylic acid, party arco, olive leaf, these are some of the antifungal herbal, and then he has a diet that he recommends, and we'll go into more. But people, knowthecause.com. I'm telling you, this will, this is the new frontier for me, in which I'm going to continually to share. Man, when you're having fun, time flies, and I want to thank everyone for supporting Natural Foods Plus, the Juice Caboose, and the Water Store and Energy Clinic, and we're going to say keep on keeping on. Stay positive, think positive, surround yourself with positive, principle-centered people, look, listen, and read positive things, talk to yourself in the positive, develop your plan, work your plan, believe,
and it will happen. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Greetings to you, sisters and brothers. This is Steve Muhammad coming to you from Refuge Depot. As we all know, the weather is extreme. We need to prepare our homes to become a sanctuary and not a cemetery. Please go to refugedepot.com or click in the description below to find all your disaster preparedness items and survival techniques. That's refugedepot.com. Or click in the description below. If you have any questions, please call 937-985-0779 or email refugedepot@gmail.com.